Welcome to another episode of the Piece by Piece podcast. This is your beautiful, amazing, talented host, Ebony Lachey, aka Mental Health Bay. I just coined that a couple weeks ago, y'all. I know it's cute. I know. But I am working on speaking more positively about myself. Just trying to change the narrative because, again, we can be our biggest and our worst critic. So something that I'm working on. But y'all, your girl been busy. As of July 1, 2022, I am now a certified youth mental health first aid trainer. Clap it up for your girl, which means that I can go anywhere and everywhere and train anybody that works with young people or even people that are just interested on youth and their mental health and offering assistance and resources or whatever that looks like in those circumstances for a young person that may be experiencing a mental health crisis or a mental health challenge, and assisting them with giving resources to a therapist, a psychiatrist, whatever that looks like for that young person in the moment. My goal is really to work with school districts in my area to get all of their staff trained, as well as youth groups, after school programs, anybody and everybody that works with babies on up to our young adults. And y'all know, like, I'm a huge advocate for mental health. So this is, like, super exciting for me. I was super stressed out on my last day of the training because I had to do a presentation that lasted 15 minutes. And I was so scared, y'all, that I forgot to introduce myself in my presentation. Like, that's how nervous I was. But passed it with flying colors. I am certified. Not only am I certified, I'm certified to train others by myself. So you either get certified, you get certified and somebody has to train with you, or you don't get certified at all. So you see where your girl is, top tier. Yes, I'm bragging on myself. Not cocky, just super proud, right? But I wanted to come to y'all today and talk about hyper independence. And as y'all know, I do not point fingers. I do not judge others. Anything that I am talking about is something that I have gone through, am going through, working through, or have struggled through, or currently struggling through. And as y'all know, like, I'm working to be a better me, right? Not only for my kids, but for myself. I am working through toxic traits learned in childhood, as well as things that have put me in a position because of a trauma response, a response to something that I went through as a kid or as a young adult, even as, you know what I'm saying, a young woman, a young mother, whatever the case. And as I'm working through it and walking through it, I want to be a it's gonna sound funny, a walking billboard for somebody else to let them know that they can get through it. I typically don't like brag on myself or talk about a lot of what I've been through other than on my podcast. So for people that don't listen to my podcast, you would look at me and think that I'm perfect, I've never been through anything, X, Y, and Z, right? But just really, I've struggled through a lot. And with July being Minority Mental Health Awareness Month, I thought I would bring some of my personal kind of quote-unquote issues to the surface that I'm working through, because I'm starting to see that it affects a lot of my friends or women that I'm close with, or just women that I follow on different social media platforms, and bringing it to the surface. So today we're going to talk about hyper-independence, essentially, which is the I don't need nobody, I can do everything myself, I'm going to take everything on and I'm going to get it done because I can only depend on me. I know my current therapist, I've probably been seeing her since maybe October, November of last year. And before her, I had a different therapist. And we kind of bumped heads because she told me that, like, self-care is important and, like, we need to be able to de-stress away from our children or away from relationships, whatever the case. You need to, you know what I'm saying, kind of just have that time to spend to yourself. And I let her know that I don't ask people to watch my kids unless it involves school or work, because those are priorities. Anything other than that is not a priority. So if I'm going to the nail shop, I will take my daughter with me. If I'm going to get my hair done, and I don't have a sitter, I will take my daughter with me. Of course, my son is 16 now, so depending on if I'm going to get my nails done, which typically takes an hour, I'll leave my daughter home with my son for an hour. But outside of that, I typically don't like to ask people to watch my kids. And y'all, she kind of blew up on me. She was like, I don't think that it's okay that you have this amazing village of people that want to and love to care for your children, and you're XYZ, boom, 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 whatever, whatever. And in that moment, I took offense, right? And I had to step back, just as I was doing research and learning about different things, just realizing that it truly is a trauma response. And a part of it for me personally is that as a kid, like, I kind of had to depend on self. Like, I was the oldest, so my younger siblings would get, like, their school clothes, school supplies, that stuff before I did, right? Like, I would still get school supplies, but it's like, we got to get them together first. And then even as I got older, like when I was living with my dad, like they would supply like the basics. Like you get a pair of school shoes, you get some school pants, school shirts, school supplies, whatever. But me, like obviously y'all know how it is being a teenager, even those of y'all that have teenagers. Your teenagers want like the nice stuff, the stuff that they want, not the, this is what my mom is buying, this is what my mom can afford. And I would braid hair. I would braid hair so that I could get like stuff that I wanted. And me just always feeling like I couldn't depend on nobody. Like I would ask my dad for stuff and it was always like, oh, I gotta figure it out, or I ain't doing that because whatever. It was always an excuse when it came to me. And that grew into, as an adult, I would ask people to do stuff and they would do it or whatever, but then like months down the line, or when we wasn't cool no more, or when we fell out, oh, remember I did this, or remember I did that, or you remember that time I da-da-da-da, or she saying this and I helped her with da-da-da. And for me, that came down to, okay, now I know that I can't ask nobody for nothing, because now I'm triggered, or quote-unquote, like y'all know, it's a trauma response. Every time I've asked somebody for something, they throw it back in my face, or they make me feel bad, or they put me in a position to make me look like I'm begging, or I need them, or whatever. The worst way to get under my skin is to make me feel like I need you. The second worst way is for me to have to ask somebody multiple times for something. It makes me feel like I'm begging. That's anybody. And I feel like I took that on as to feel like anything I want, I'm going to get it myself. Whether I got to map it out and I got to budget it, whether I got to go without stuff for weeks, months at a time in order to stack up my money to get this thing. If it's going to cause me to ask somebody for it, for any assistance in any way, I'm going to figure it out. That was also one of the huge reasons why I put my daughter, why my kids were in daycare for a certain amount of time, because I felt like I don't want nobody to watch my kids, because then I got to worry about, oh, if they get busy or if they can't keep them, or da 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 da, then I got to call in. Now I miss the money or whatever, whatever. So it's like, just put them in daycare. If you're going to pay somebody, it might also be somebody consistent. They open at the same time, they close at the same time. They're going to be consistent. Typically on holidays, they're going to be closed. You're going to be off work. You ain't got to worry about nothing else. You know what I'm saying? They're going to get your baby from the bus stop, whatever, whatever, whatever. And for me, it was just easier that way than asking my family or my friends. And I know my sister, she watched my son probably until he started going to school. You know what I'm saying? But she got three boys of her own. You know what I'm saying? So putting another child on her, it's like, okay, you got to figure something out. Even though, like, she was always openly happy to watch him for me. It was just like, you got to figure something out, because you can't be, you know what I'm saying, leaning too hard on your only support system at that time. And it's like now, like, I have friends who have turned into sisters, who turned into family, my sisters who have turned into like some of my best friends, and like just people that I've met along the way who truly support me in any and everything that I do, who, if you finna go on a date, oh, I got your kids, oh, you finna go da da da, oh, I'll keep the kids with me, oh, she got this coming up, you need me to get her hair pressed, he got this coming up, but you gotta go to this with your daughter, okay, we'll go to the basketball game and we'll cheer him on, and we'll da 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 da, and I used to be at a place where I felt like, no, I'll figure it out. I'll stretch myself super thin in order to not have to ask nobody for nothing. Getting up in the morning, put my baby on the bus, going to work, getting off work, picking my baby up from daycare, picking my son up from school, from after school program, taking him to get his haircut. He done getting his haircut, come home, wash clothes, get done washing clothes, cook dinner, help with homework, put the kids to sleep, get up the next day, do it again and again and again and again and again and again and again, and again. Until I started realizing, like, you have a support system, a genuine support system. You know what I'm saying? That look at your kids like they kids. That's showing up when you can't show up. That's pushing through. That's making stuff happen when you can't make it happen. Even when you can make it happen, like, they going 10 times harder for your kids. Not harder than me, but y'all, like, y'all get what I'm saying? And I had to truly learn to open up and embrace those people that really love my kids, because everybody don't have that, right? And I had to stop. And okay, so let me clear this up. A lot of people think that people that are hyper independent, they think that we're prideful. And it's not pride. It's honestly not pride. It's because you've never been able to trust that somebody else is going to come through for you. So you make it happen for yourself. Being prideful is knowing that I can ask and somebody could come through for me, but I want their help. Hyper-independence is I'm scared to ask for help. I'm scared to accept help, because as soon as I allow somebody, they're not going to show up. They're not going to show up for me, because every single time that I've reached out to somebody, I've depended on somebody, I thought somebody was going to come through for me. They didn't. Not a every other time. Not a every 10th time somebody let me down. Like, every single time I asked for something, I reached out, I needed something, they let me down. And it's the same thing. Obviously, y'all know. Same example. You heat a pot up on the stove, it get hot. Every time you heat up a pot on the stove, it's going to get hot. If you touch that pot every single time, you're going to get burned. My hyper independence has come from continuously touching a hot pot. Hot pot, quote unquote, is somebody letting me down. Parents, siblings at times, friends, relationships, employers, whatever the case. So I just wanted to clear that up, that a lot of people think that when you're hyper independent, you're prideful, and it's not that. It's definitely not that. And it just sucks, because it does, from the outside looking in, if you don't know what hyper independence is, it does look like pride. It looks like you think you're too good for something, or I'm better than that. Like, I don't need to be asking for help or whatever. And in reality, it's a trauma response. So, y'all know I'm working on my femininity and allowing myself to be more vulnerable. And in times, that doesn't always mean relationships, right? Sometimes that means friends, too. I've called my friends crying, like, I need a break. I'm tired. I'm drained. I'm da-da-da-da. My friends have came and picked up my daughter, kept her all day. I mean, from 10 o'clock in the morning to 9, 10 o'clock at night. And I did nothing but lay in the bed, sleep, wake up, get in the shower, go get food, come back home, go back to sleep, wake up, watch a movie. Like, I did nothing all day. But because I was drained, I was exhausted, I was tired, my friends said, get her dressed, I'm on the way. I've had friends come over and say, come on so we can pick you out an outfit. Got her dressed, did her hair, and it was on their way. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and for me, like, to be in this space where I can truly, truly, truly lean on those that support me and those that I know they have my back, and it's no maliciousness, it's no ill intent. They showing up for the kid, meaning me, and my kids, my babies. And knowing that, again, this is something that I'm doing for me. Because I want to be able to trust people, not just in a relationship, not just a man. Obviously, y'all know I want to get married one day, but able to trust the people in my circle and not making them feel like, oh, she says she trusts us, she say da da da, but she don't tell us when she need to wave that white flag. I want to be able to wave the white flag and be able to set it down, knowing that I've got people to lean on. And yes, it is hard. Yes, it is uncomfortable as fuck to ask for help. But we all know that mental health is a practice. Once you get through a level of mental health, it ain't, oh, I'm good to go. I'm great. Mental health is a practice. Now you finna get another level. It's like a game of Mario Brothers. You get to one level, it's time for the next one. And as I continue evolving and elevating and growing to new heights and glowing and getting myself just together, whatever that looks like for me, I am excited to see what's next. And I just wanted to encourage somebody else that I ain't even gonna say suffers, because we done saying suffers, that battles with hyper independence. Let somebody love you. Let somebody care for you. Let someone put out their shoulder for you to lean on. Let someone that you trust, that you know cares, take your babies out so that you can have a day. Even if you lay in the bed all day, you can take a shower, put your pajamas on, and get right back in the bed. Allow someone to care for you in the spaces where you are weak and you need time to recoup and restructure and refocus, or the times when you're strong and you up. Allow somebody to care for you, no matter what that looks like. Sis, I know it's hard, but you got this. You got this, right? And the goal is always going to be to encourage and uplift, because we can look at people every day smiling and happy and beautiful and just look so put together on social media or out in public. And we don't know what they do when they go home, right? They falling over, just struggling with regret and trauma and toxicity and all of these things. So I gotta be kind to other people, but I gotta be kind to me too. I gotta be kind to me too. And me being kind to me right now starts with battling, not suffering from, battling with this hyper independence. Because yes, I'm independent, but sometimes I want to take this cape off. Sometimes I don't want to be I-N-D-E-P. No, sometimes I don't want to be. Sometimes I just want to be whatever that looks like to me. Sometimes I just want to be. That's my sentence, right? So I encourage y'all again, if you have people that are out here trying to love on you, trying to care for you, trying to take care of you, trying to care for your babies, trying to just be whatever you need them to be, allow them to be so that you can be. So that's my rant for today. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. I hope to be saying that one day. But yeah, thank you guys for letting me rant and letting me speak into or pour into you all. As always, you can follow us on Instagram and Facebook, Piece by Piece Podcast. That is PEACEXPIECE Podcast. You can also follow me on TikTok, your girl being, I'm putting together some content, y'all, I'm out here. My TikTok is XEBONYLASHAYX, or just follow the hashtag Mental Health Bay. And my video should pop up, and then from there you should be able to find my TikTok. So again, I love y'all. I will see y'all next week, and I appreciate you listening. Peace.